This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Dr. Robin Gansert is the president and CEO of the American Humane Association, which works to protect animals and children from abuse and harm. She's also the author of Animal Stars, Behind the Scenes with Your Favorite Animal Actors. She recently talked with Cincinnati Zoo Director Thane Maynard about her work.
Hi there, Dr. Gansert.
Well, Thane, please call me Robin. How are you doing?
I'm very well, and I appreciate you coming on the show. I've been very impressed with the op-eds that I've seen you write. You were great to come to our defense and Cincinnati Zoo's defense last summer when we had all our big challenges with Harambe. And that essay in Time is what led me to trying to reach out to you for an interview.
Oh, well, I'm so thrilled. I'm so thrilled that you did reach out and know that we're big supporters of your impressive and noble and laudable work. So happy to be on the phone with you today.
And I think everybody would want to learn more about your organization, American Humane. As you know, in the landscape, say it just in the public news, you hear about the Humane Society, quote, right, or the SPCA, and all of that's a good thing, but nobody knows which players are which. Your organization, I think, historically was American Humane Association. Am I right?
That's right. And so we just now go by American Humane to hopefully eliminate a little more confusion by having, you know, one less word to remember in our name. But yes, we're the nation's oldest humane organization, national humane organization, so around since 1877. So it's a pretty long track record of working in the humane movement. And really, you know us through a number of different spaces that we've been in for a long time.
And I know that you personally have been very involved with animals, an author of numerous books and scientific publications, and of course have appeared on all sorts of media, including National Public Radio. But certainly my interest and the overlap is with wild animals and zoos. And I know that there are a number of my colleagues at places like the Brookfield Zoo and others who are affiliated and even accredited through American Humane. So maybe tell a bit about that.
I would be delighted to. So, you know, this program launched in the summer, Thane, and what we love about this program is that it represents some of the world's best zoos and aquariums from around the world. We were able to launch it on Capitol Hill with over 450 members of Congress and staffers in attendance, and of course, wonderful animal ambassadors there to represent the work. But I would be really proud of the program Humane Conservation, and I look forward to sharing that with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I said, what caught my eye was your substantial full-page op-ed that was in Time magazine, and you've done a number of those. And not only that it was pro-zoo, I mean, I'm a zoo guy, so I thought that was neat, but really good at making the case of the value of having people and animals together and learn from one another. And, of course, that's part of what goes on in a zoo, and yet it's interesting as a third party for you to have that same sort of a commitment. So tell a bit about your take on that.
Well, you know, a number of years ago, the zoos and aquariums that I have known and loved for years, that I've raised my children at, that I've, you know, fallen in love with various species at, they've really been under attack. As your own institution, your noble institution, was under attack. And we thought it was imperative to be able to bring a solution to this conversation, a humane solution to assure soccer moms and soccer dads that going into a zoo and aquarium on the weekend is one of the best things that they could do for their children. Because we know that you can't love what you don't know, and if you don't know a creature, you're never going to protect that creature. And we want to make sure that together we support the fine work that zoos and aquariums are doing around the world to educate the next generation of zoologists, of biologists, of those that are working to save species from the brink of extinction. And I know it, and you know it too, and as many of your visitors and supporters know it, that special magic happens in a zoo and aquarium when a child is exposed to a creature he or she's never seen. Then they're able just to fall in love, and they want to study and research. And if that animal is, you know, on the brink of extinction, they want to do something to make a difference. And boy, we knew at American Humane, we could help families see that there was an independent third-party assurance that zoos and aquariums are doing great work, and that if we could do that solely based on the animals in their care, that we could provide a good housekeeping seal of approval. just like our, you know, you've known us, Thane, for years, is no animals were harmed. We've been 76 years working in movie sets around the world. We now have 100% safety rating working on these with these animals. We have veterinarians on the front lines of movie sets ensuring that our favorite animal stars are safe. That program's 76 years old, and that wonderful seal, no animals were harmed, really means something to moviegoers. And we wanted to provide that same sort of seal for zoos and aquariums, hence the name Humane Conservation. And we're so thrilled that we've certified a number of institutions, including your good friends at Brookfield Zoo, as being American Humane certified in humane conservation.
You know, it's a neat thing. And as I mentioned, that part of it I've only recently learned from Stuart Strahl at Brookfield or Barbara Baker at Pittsburgh Zoo. And I know a number of aquariums like the Georgia Aquarium and others, Shedd Aquarium in Chicago. I mean, some of the biggest institutions in the country have gone through your accreditation. And I'm imagining that list will grow, and certainly our zoo will look to consider that and see the merits of it. And the reason is, I believe that it's not an us versus them fight with whether that's PETA or in defense of animals at all. I think accredited zoos do a good job. We reach the public. We spend a fortune on staff and medical team to take care of our animals. We are in the animal welfare business in a great big way. But if it's an opportunity to be able to measure that and show it, more power to us, we should do that.
Well, thank you, Thane. That's what we believe, too. And it's an opportunity, again, just to have a another label of assurance that animals are indeed humanely treated. We find what's so powerful in today's dynamic and what you see throughout our op-eds that we've written in Time and in so many newspapers around the country, the whole word humane is the powerful word that really reaches so many people, and that means something to them. Now, you and I both know that how American Humane determines what it is to be humane, as does your own facility, as we go back to science. And at American Humane, to create the Humane Conservation Program, we went to some of the world's top scientists. We brought them together to create the audited standards. So when moms and dads go into these facilities, we know that when they see our logo, that it's backed by some of the world's top scientists in animal welfare and behavior for these incredible species that are in our zoos and aquariums, and that those people have contributed their time and talent and provided us the latest breaking research of how an animal should be treated in human care, which we know is human presidential care, the way some of these animals are absolutely treated, and that these represent, in some cases, the last of their species, and how it's so important to really learn as much as we can and keep some of these species alive. So we love the fact that this program is rooted in solid science, excellent animal welfare research, and that our only focus is providing a third-party audit. Thane, I don't know if you know this, but we're, at the American Humane, the largest certifier of animals around the world. I actually go to bed at night and I worry about 1.5 billion animals every night. It's an incredible mantle of responsibility when I think about it, and sometimes that doesn't let me have much sleep, Thane, to be honest with you, when you think about that number. But I think it's so important as we go out and audit facilities, whether they're farms and ranches or working animal locations, or now with our new program, Zoos and Aquariums, we take it very seriously with boots on the ground to ensure that animals have a third-party level of assurance that they are being treated to the best of our human ability. And that's very important to our mission at American Humane.
It sure is. And I know listeners can tell you are a very busy woman, and that even includes having a radio show. I know your show is called Be Humane. Tell us a bit about that.
I do. I have a show, Be Humane, on Pet Life Radio. We reach about 7 million people every week with messages of positivity with our animals, the power of the human-animal bond. And just this last week's episode featured the war hero from Black Hawk Down, talking about our new service dog for Wounded Warriors program. It's another personal passion of mine, Thane. I've got two wonderful passions in this work. I feel so honored to lead America's first national humane organization. But I am so devoted to this zoo and aquarium program because I know that this is about the sixth mass extinction and really uplifting the incredible work of your institution and so many institutions that are so world-class in terms of the way animals are treated. And I feel equally passionate about, you know, providing a systemic solution for our wounded warriors who are facing PTS. are coming back from serving in the war on terror. And I know, and I know you believe this too, giving them a service dog provides such hope and healing. And we're working on providing the first ever national standards rooted in solid science for our wounded warriors to have a properly trained service dog to meet their needs as an alternative way of healing.
And certainly, most people dearly love dogs. That's a bond that is hard to even explain how deep it goes. But it's true. Anyone listening who has a dog, I know, feels that way, that sort of unconditional love. And I know that's a good program that you're running. Well, Dr. Robin Ganzert, thank you for your work. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. When your travels bring you to the Midwest, I would love to host you at the Cincinnati Zoo.
I would love to come out and visit with you and see all your incredible creatures in your care. I know they're beautifully handled and treated, and certainly the entire region is lucky to have you there.
Well, thanks very much for all you do. Take care.
Thank you.
My guest has been Robin Ganzert, President and Chief Executive Officer of American Humane.